Well, today is a very exciting day. We're going to see four of our teenagers, Max and Beth and James and Ben, being baptized. And our passage that we had read from the Bible and that song was based on, that passage is all about the Christian life story. It tells us their story and it tells us our story if we're here as Christians today, as believers in Jesus. This is what it tells us. It tells us that we were dead in our sins. It tells us that God made us alive with Christ. And it tells us that we are saved by God's grace. Well, let's think about those three things for a bit. Firstly, we were dead in our sins. This passage says that we were dead. Now that sounds really funny, because before I was a Christian, I don't think I was dead. I breathed, I ate, I drank, I ran around, I played my trumpets, I did lots of things. Don't think my mum thought I was dead either. But this passage says we were dead in our sins. That sounds a really funny thing to say. Here's maybe a helpful way to think about it. We've got lots of lovely flowers round the church today. They look like they're alive, don't they? But what would they look like if we came back in a week's time, or a fortnight's time, or a month's time, and we just left them there? What would they look like? Does anyone know what they would look like? Would they look like that? What do we think? What do we think? What do we think? What do you think? They'd look all withered up and dead. That's right. At the moment, they look like they're alive, but really, they're dead. And in a few weeks' time, we'll be able to tell that. We can't tell it now. Well, that's how it was for us too. See, the Christian life story is a life story about people who were dead. Dead in their sins, dead in the wrong things they did. Why were they dead? Well, they were dead because, let's try going back, we deserved God's punishment. And God's punishment for all the wrong things and the way that we rejected him is death. And that's something that nobody can escape. So although at the moment we look like we're alive, actually one day everyone's going to die. But there's good news to come. Here's a bit more about we were dead in our sins. We followed the ways of this world. So we decided to do things when people said, oh, it's all right to do this, even though that we know it's wrong. We followed the ways of the devil. So we did what he said, what he tempted us. He's a liar. And so we followed his lies. And we followed our own desires. We thought, I want to do this. We were selfish. We lived for ourselves. We didn't live to please God, but we lived for ourselves. So that's being dead in our sins. It doesn't sound like very good news. It's not a great start, is it? We deserved God's punishment, which was death. But God made us alive with Christ. That's the good news of the next bit of the passage. Let's see what it says. It says this, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. So even when we were dead in our sins, then God made us alive. So we were dead, but God made us alive. Why did he do it? Because he loved us. He had great love for us. And he's rich in mercy. Mercy means God doesn't give us the punishment that we deserved. And I'm having trouble with the clicker. It's not only Dick that has trouble with the clicker. And it also says this, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. So what are those two things? When Jesus was risen from the dead, this is what they mean. When Jesus was risen from the dead, God was making us alive as well. That means we're alive forever. We'll live forever with Jesus. And it means that because we are raised up into heaven. Go back. will reign over creation with Jesus. That's what it means. Fantastic news. Okay, so we were dead, now we're alive, and the last part of the Christian life story is we are saved by God's grace. That's what we sang about in our song a minute ago. It says this, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Our flowers at the back of church and round about the church that look so lovely, but they're actually dead, they can't do anything about that. They can't make themselves alive again. And it was the same for us. We couldn't do anything to make ourselves alive again. It had to be God that did something. And it's the gift of God. It's a present to us. There was nothing we did. We didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to do lots and lots of good things. We didn't have to be really well behaved, like our song said. Or we didn't have to do lots of good things, come to church for God to save us. No, it was God's gift to us. If we believed in God, we are saved by God's grace. Amazing news. And that's why today is such an exciting day. As we see Beth and Max and James and Ben being baptized, it's such an exciting day. Because this is their story too. And if we believe in Jesus, it's our story as well. So as we see each of them being baptized, when they're dunked under the water, which they will be, and they'll get very wet in a minute, I want you to remember that we were dead in our sins. And then as Stephen lifts them back out of the water and they can breathe again, I want you to remember that God made us alive with Christ, with Jesus. God made us alive. And in between each person being baptized, we're going to sing a song that reminds us about God's grace, that we didn't deserve it, but God did it because of his love for us. Well, as we near the end of our time together this morning, I want to leave you with a question. This Christian life story that we've heard about, that we were dead in sins, but God made us alive with Christ, and that we are saved by grace, is this your life story? Maybe for you the answer is yes. Well, there's much for you to rejoice about then. You were dead, but now you're alive. And our passage has something more to tell you. That you were created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Look at what it says there. For we are God's handiwork, that means God made us, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It means God had them planned even before we were born, even before he made the world. That means living differently now. That means no longer living like we did when we were dead. No longer following the ways of the world or the ways of the devil or our own selfish desires. But instead it means following God's ways, putting others first, living to please God and doing the good things he's planned for us to do. And as we do that, it will cause us to rejoice and it will cause other people to rejoice too, because they'll see the fact that we're doing such good things. And hopefully if we tell them about Jesus, they'll realize the reason we're doing those good things is because dead people were made alive. Maybe the thing you need to do, having seen Max and Beth and Ben and James getting baptized, maybe the thing you need to do is to tell people that you believe in Jesus as well. It might involve getting a bit wet, as you saw. But that would be a great thing to do. But what if your answer to the question, is this your story, is no? What if you wouldn't say, or you can't say, that this is your life story? Well, here's the good news. It can become your life story too. This offer of life forever with Jesus is open to everyone. He can make you alive too. Now, I don't know whether you think that you're dead. Before I was a Christian, I didn't think I was dead. I was breathing, I was eating, I was doing all sorts of things. I even did some good things. I was pretty well behaved, actually. I didn't like being in trouble. But when I got a bit older, and as I've read my Bible more, and heard the Bible taught, I've understood that actually, my heart is really selfish. And that I feel well far short of God's standards. This passage describes a nature, which is the nature I have too, is the nature all of us have, is to follow the ways of the world and to please ourselves. There's no way I could please God on my own, and there's no way you could either. But God has provided a way for us to be saved, a way for us to be made alive. Earlier in the letter, Paul says this, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. What does it look like when God makes someone alive? Well, first they need to hear the message of truth. The message of Jesus, that he died on a cross to save us and that he was raised to life. First, we need to hear that message. And then second, we need to believe in Jesus and put our trust in him that he can make us alive, just as God raised him from the dead. That's it. It's all by God's grace. You need to believe that he really lived and he really died and he really rose again so that you can have new life in him. And you need to put your trust in him to forgive you your sins and to make you truly alive. Well, it's time to finish now. Is this your life story? It can be. Do think about it more and find out whether these things are really true. Because if they are, they are the most important in the world.